So welcome, this is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Welcome to the participants on the English channel. I think we have Dev and Roosevelt. And I also know that we have the staff participating. This is the Communication Working Group. Today, what we need is to speak about the draft of the netiquette document. So, first of all, I would like to speak about this and to have a look at this document and the proposals, which is posted on the website. I will be sharing this document as a link on the chat. So the idea is to have clear in mind what are the next steps. In the final part, we have our working schedule. And for example, we can read that on October the 29th, we will have our first draft. And this is the document that we have been working with. And then by November the 12th, this schedule will be ready, and we have to collect all the comments expressed by the region. In the meantime, we will also be working on the style manual draft, which should be ready by November the 26th. And the proposal would be that on December the 3rd, we might be able to finish the final document of the netiquette protocol and the start manual. This would be the first part of the work of the working group, and I wanted to share this with you. So, thank you very much, Sylvia, for posting the schedule on the wiki. This is what we have on the document. So I repeat, on October the 29th, that is to say today, we will have the first draft of the netiquette document. And by November the 12th, we will be collecting information related to the comments coming from all the regions. But today, the idea is also to start to share ideas about the different things that we can work with in the START manual so as to start working and in order to have by November the 26th a draft of this START manual. So I would like to hear your suggestions or comments in case you have any regarding this part of the agenda or schedule that we are talking about right now, so as to move on with the following topic on the agenda.
Okay.
This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. I see Dev Anantilaxin has his hand up. So, Dev, you have the floor.
Thank you, Juan. This is Dev Anantilaxin for the transcript record. I'm looking at the link that was posted, and I agree it pretty much captures all that's probably needed in terms of the work proposal for the working group. I know that it was perhaps slightly behind in the work schedule, but that was obviously due to the ICANN Toronto meeting, which takes up all of our energy for that, the time just before the meeting, during the meeting, and immediately after the meeting. So even though that the first draft isn't fully up regarding the protocol or the netiquette of the Lakralo, we can begin doing that, and by the next call, I think we can have something. I do have some information that I got from Toronto, because I spoke to the IT person regarding the mailing issues. If you want, I can go into that now. This is Dave again. So, Juan, just to continue, then. I talked to David Clausen from IT staff, and what he's been saying is that because the translation, a lot of the translation issues, because that the style of the emails that we typically use is sometimes too long for the engine to translate the email. He gave me an actual number, and I'm just trying to find the exact number in my emails. Do bear with me 1 second. And wouldn't you know it, my machine just completely froze. Oh, well. So I've lost communication with the AC room. So I'll tell you what, Juan. When I restart my machine, I'll bring up that email and share the exact limit. But what David Clausen was saying is that perhaps what should be done is to develop a common sample email in terms of formatting, you know, using short sentences with proper punctuation, and up to the limit of the Google Translate engine, so that everyone can see what the limit is and what the style is, and that could also, of course, be translated into have a version for in English and a version in Spanish.
I just put the information you were looking for into the chat.
Okay. Yeah, I'm rebooting my machine. This is Dave. Sorry about this. But Juan, shall I continue? This is Dave. I have 1 second point to make, other than the, you know, the limit regarding the...
Yes, please, go on. Well, go ahead, Dev.
Okay, the second point. Regarding in terms of the netiquette, I think we should just refer to ICANN's expected standards of behavior. This is a document that ICANN has as the document implies, it sets out certain guidelines for persons to participate in public comments and in the public forums and so forth in ICANN, and that applies across all the ACs and SOs. I believe the document is in English, so I think perhaps a key first step is to reference that document and make sure it's available, it's properly translated into Spanish. When my machine is back up, I'll post a link to that. Or perhaps staff knows the exact link I'm talking about. This is the expected standards of behavior. I think it was last modified May 2012. And that's it for now.
This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you very much, Dev. So you say that there is a document in ICANN which contains a model . The idea would be to have that document and use it for our own benefit. On the other hand, and taking into account that today we are discussing the issue of the netiquette document, we have to take into account that this document is somehow drafted. We have a draft which is posted on the wiki, so the idea is to share this document with region, and the idea is to have the final ideas of the group to share the document with the region and to have some observations on this document, so that we can start modifying or working with the document. I would like to, and I'm also looking for the behavior standards within ICANN, so I would like to find this document. I was looking for the document, but I was not able to find it. But these are important documents to be taken into account and to apply to our region specifically. So, thank you very much, Dev, for your comments. Thank you for the link that you have posted. The idea of this netiquette document basically has to be taken into account, and the information contained there is mostly the same that I have in my email. So this document establishes the behavior that we should have in different meetings and so on. So, if you pay attention to the document, you will see that there are the basic policies, to put it somehow. In the netiquette document, which is already posted, you can see the same standards of behavior, which are very specific. We have the standards of behavior in terms of communication, for example, related to the use of the Adobe Connect. This is something that we use within ICANN. Another recommendation is the use of the email. So I think that would be very important to include what Heidi said a minute ago, for automatic translation. And then we have basic recommendations. For example, sending an email to the whole list, the issue of translation, to, for example, write in a clear way. And we also have some recommendations for the email list, because the list is a tool that we use for communication. And they are very well used within ICANN. So there we have specific recommendations to write and send email. And then we have basic information related to the use of mobile phones during any face-to-face meeting. So I am referring to the netiquette document, which sets out the basic recommendations, and we need to know what this is referring to. Dev, do you have any comment? Because I see your hand is up.
Yes, this is Dave. Yes, I do have a comment on the Netiquette document. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
Much,
can I go ahead? This is Dave.
Yes, Deb, go ahead, please.
Thank you very much, Juan. This is Dave. My only concern with the Netiquette document is that it's a fairly lengthy document. Would be my first concern. And I think I don't know if there's some way of actually breaking this down into, like, subsections and so forth so that, you know, there's a summary of this place beforehand, and then you have these expanded sections after. I think, you know, trying to put everything in one, well, this looks like it'll probably take several pages, and I'm thinking it's a bit lengthy. I'm not sure there's anything in particular that's wrong with it. I guess I have to really study this a little bit more closely, but that's my big concern. That it's too lengthy, and it needs to be a more concise document, or summary needs to be placed on top, and sensei refer to, and you give a link to the wiki page document and so forth. That's it.
I don't really understand the concern that the document is so long, if in any way, well, if it is so long, we can just see what we can take out from it, but I think it is being very specific. Well, wiki is not included in that, but we include email, we included questions to the list, and some other issues. Can you please say again, because I didn't really understand, what is it that you mean? Because I just want to know, why do you think this would be an inconvenience? Why do you think this would be an issue? I don't really understand what's the concern.
Okay. Thank you, Juan. This is Dave. I guess my concern is that with the Netiquette document, at first glance, and I have to admit, perhaps it is just me being online on the internet for a long time. I think a lot of this information could probably be consolidated in some way. And my concern is that a person would look at this, might react, well, you know, do I really want to go to all this trouble to participate? And decide, well, you know, perhaps I have something else better to do. That's my concern, Juan. I just worried about the length of documents and perhaps it just needs to be the introduction needs to be a better introduction is to welcome everybody. We welcome participation and so forth, and I'm paraphrasing right now, something along the lines of to ensure everyone is able to participate effectively, or to you know, please follow the following guidelines. And so that's it. And of course, you have to also include perhaps the style of the emails, as I mentioned earlier, the technical limitation of which is 5,000 characters, So we have to look at drafting a sample email to put in this netiquette document. That's it.
This is Juan Manuel speaking. Okay, Dev, I understand now what you mean. I think I understood better what your concern is. We are not actually telling people what are the issues they need to comply with to participate. Now, regarding the sample email, I think this is a good idea. We can also work on this time manual, and I think, this actually is a good idea for this time manual. If we have a model of what an email is and what it should contain, and if necessary, this document, in my view, well, perhaps we could put it in general to the list for the whole region to see if there is some comments and feedback about it and to see what are their concerns and to see if they think there is long as well. Of course, we are missing here the introduction, and perhaps this can make the document a lot lengthier, and this can be a concern then. So these are some general recommendations on the netiquette document to consider them. Just when you want to participate with the Adobe Connect, with the email list, just to write an email and to have some recommendations for the list. Therefore, we could just see if some of these issues could be applied for the style manual. Sometimes some of these recommendations that we have here are very simple issues for the normal use of the Internet, which is something that, if someone is in an organization like ICANN, they can just have the same feel that we are having, like us. You know, we have spent a long time on the Internet, and we need to start learning all of these issues along the process. So a common person who accesses email on a daily basis, well, they could just look at this and see, well, now I know this, and if there is a very serious fault or a very serious mistake, well, we can just consider this a normal mistake, like writing an email in captions or, well, we just know this email is for us. So I just want to know what you think about this. But I would suggest that we consider, or actually that we put the document for the consideration of the region, and that we can ask questions on the document itself so that we know what are the opinions of the different members of the group, what are the things we can add or delete within the document, or perhaps if we need to make several small files, one for the Adobe Connect, another one for the email, and another one for the list, so that we can have three short documents, and not so that in this way we can avoid having one long document. That could be an option. So those are basic recommendations for the use of Adobe Connect. That would be one small file, which could be like one page. Basic recommendations for the use of email, or to see what we should or should not include in the list, or perhaps we need to include the list in the end, and it should be sort of a different page. And then as a basic recommendation, this would work so that when somebody gets in, we can ask ICANN to have them sent at the same time that we send all of those administrative documents that could be sent to a new company, like a new ALS, etc. So if we put this all together, we can have a possibility to have a good rules of behavior. So I now would like to hear your opinions, and I open the floor for discussion then. So please go ahead.
Okay, this is Dave. I do have my hand raised. I think separating it into sections, I think, is a better way to do it. Going back to the first point I was making regarding what IT staff said about the limits, and I realize I'm kind of crossing into the translation working group, but I don't want to try to mix the issues. But one of the possibilities discussed was that for the email translation is to if an email is not properly formatted to the software will instead of trying to machine translate and come up with a bad translation, actually reject the letter, reject the email, or by saying this email was not translated because it did not follow the expected style needed for translation. Please see, and you can put a link on the wiki. And then when people go to the wiki page, they will see, well, the email had to have a proper subject line, and it had to be short sentences, proper punctuation, and within a certain limit. So by having separate sections, I think, will go a long way in helping with this effort. So, one final thing. Under the recommendations for mailing list, I understand where you're coming from. In your last few points, do not assume they will understand geo-referenced languages, cultural, that are local, regional, or national. Do not interfere with comments or questions beyond the issues. I understand where you're coming from, Juan, when you write this, but I don't know how you could really, how should I put it, state this without... I wonder whether this needs to be said. But I guess this is just my first impression. Again, I don't like to be seen as talking down to people. It's just a preference of mine. And I worry when I see sentences like "do not, do not, do not." We have to reword it into a more positive frame of style. But that again, we could probably work on that over time. That's it.
This is Juan Manuel speaking. Okay, Dev. Regarding putting the document for the consideration of the rest of the people, you haven't really said anything. I would like to know what you think about putting this document for the consideration of the whole region, and just what you think about it. I haven't really said anything about that.
Sure. This is Dave. Regarding that, given that what I said about the machine list translation limits are in terms of the number of characters and so on, perhaps I could try to write, let's see if I could draft, and I'll volunteer to do this, to help draft the sample style email. And let's see if we can develop that first. And perhaps yourself or Sylvia can help translate, make sure a Spanish version is also available so that it can be reviewed by everyone in Laklalu. So that would be my first suggestion first. Let's see if we can get that document first, and then once we separated all of these things into the separate sections, you know, one for the mailing lists, email, Adobe Connect, mobile phones, but that's in separate sections. Then we could put that out for full review of the work of Lacrallo. That's my suggestion.
This is Juan Manuel speaking. Okay, so as far as I understand, the idea is to work on this style manual, which includes the model or the sample for drafting an email, including the 5,000 characters, etc., which due to technology issues need to be drafted that way, or this is what the IT department demands us to do. And so once we have this divided into documents, perhaps we could put it for the consideration of the region or even to just put it for the consideration in general.
This is Dave.
This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. I would like to say that I would love to work on preparing a draft email, a draft model email, together with Dev. So perhaps then we can socialize it to the other members of the work group. This is Juan Manuel speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. I am also willing to work on this email, and I think we could really work on it. So for the record, at the time, the translation working group in ICANN is contributing with the translation of an etiquette document so that it can be available in Spanish, because just to see how it will be drafted finally. And we, of course, have the English version, which we know will be the final version, because ICANN, of course, works in English. So I just wanted to state this for the record. The document is at the time being translated, and we hope to have it in a few days to just really have the final translated document. Regarding the drafting of the provisions or something like it, perhaps we could review certain issues or to change the drafting style, as Dev says, so that we can not say don't do this, don't do that, but actually respecting the etiquette and within the style, aside from all the technical issues. We can just draft an email together with Silvia and with Dev together. So, I would suggest the following. Yes, we should put for the consideration of the region whatever we have done. And at the same time, we can start working on the style manual so that we can share the document that has been drafted so far and wait for the reaction, for the feedback of the rest of the group, see if what we have what we have done is very long or if we need to divide it, etc. But at the same time, we should continue working. I can also continue working on dividing the document so that it's separated, so that, as Dev says, we can have each section on each part, and so that we can avoid confusion. And perhaps when we generate the final version, we can start dividing it into sections. But I think we can continue as we are now. And also, the schedule says we should have the following meeting on November 12th. I think on November 12th. We can't hear him very well. We need to have the netiquette document, and we will have all the corrections made in our document so we can advance a little longer and to have a sort of a draft for the email, the draft email or the model email, to continue working.
Okay. Just
so
a date?
We will need to make some modifications to the netiquette document and the model, the email model, and some proposals, some initial proposals for the style manual. And we can also create this on the wiki and work on it through the wiki.
Okay. This is Dave?
This is what we would need to do. This is the line of action of what we should be doing, and this is what we agreed to do to continue working. So that as from this is going to be what we're going to have as from now and from 15 days on.
This is Dave. I do have one concern, or a request, I should say.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Juan. Regarding, I know the next scheduled meeting is on the 12th of November. However, given that they have we have the IGF that's happening, that's going to begin around the 5th and finishing on the 9th or 10th, and that I'll be involved in that. I would not really be able to work on any of the email translations and so forth. Can I request that that we have the next meeting on the 19th? That's so that when I come back home on the 11th or 12th, I can begin working in earnest on the email documents, the netiquette documents, and so forth. And hopefully by the 19th, we'll have a version ready to, as you said, ready to show to everyone, to the Lakwalo mailing list and so forth. That here's what we have done so far. So my request is, if it's possible to have the meeting on the 19th instead of November 12th.
This is Juan Manuel speaking. Well, I don't really know. I think there's no problem, so long that we can have something to work on. That is to say, I would be a bit concerned that, if we're going to share a document, an etiquette document with the whole region, I don't know how many days, but according to the ICANN standards, we have a certain time limit so that they can say what they want to say about the document. So if we share the document as from today, October 29th, we would have a bit more than 20 days. For people to give us their feedback, and we would sort of be complying with the 20-day deadline that ICANN suggests for feedback on documents. I have no problem. We can set this for the 19th, but perhaps we should have the model ready, that is the email model, and we could also have the style manual and any modifications made to the netiquette documents regarding what we collect from the region and what we have been discussing. So I have no problem. And perhaps if someone wants to say something else about the meeting, or perhaps you can confirm with the staff if there is no other inconvenience with the staff.
Okay. Well, this is Dave.
Go ahead, Deb, please.
Thank you, Juan. This is Dave. If you want to release the documents, if you want to post it to the list for comments, obviously that's fine. I would prefer to get a more, a more closer to the final version by the 19th, and then release it to the list. But I have no problem with that. But if you think it will get more interest, well, actually, I should say we should really circulate it to the members of the working group to make sure they are aware of it, because they've been mostly silent and not really engaged on the calls, at least. So if they are, we should, circulate it to the working group list, make sure to the working group members, I should say, of this working group, and then by all means post it to the list. And then again, and as I said, if we have done the next meeting on the
Juan would like to interrupt, if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead. Sorry, Juan, go ahead. I think I may have lost connectivity there for a second. Go ahead.
Okay, so going back to this idea, if we take this idea, I think it would be a very good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So for the date we have, which was the November 12th, we will share it, and then we will see if there are people in the working group. And we wait from here until the 12th to see if they can say something. Is that correct? If they don't say anything, perhaps we can start adding the corrections that we have been discussing here in the meeting. And
this is Dave.
The idea is that the people and the working group will have it, and then after the 12th, they can start working so that before the 19th, people in the region can give their feedback. That's I would like to have a more final document to share it. So we can wait until the 12th so that the members of the group can give their opinions, and otherwise we will work from the 12th to the 19th on the document to release it before the 19th for the region in an almost final version that we could still work on it. That would be the proposal then, to change the date from the 12th, or rather wait until the 12th for the working group, and from the 12th to the 19th we would work on the document, and after the 19th we would share it with the region. That's how it would work.
I agree. This is Dave. I agree with that one. Thank you.
This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Okay, so the following topic on the agenda is proposals on the start manual. So I think that we will be working with the email template or model. So let's say that the group will be working on the start manual. Through the wiki, so as to start adding information to this. So perhaps we might create a space within the wiki to work on the start manual. And if anyone wants to provide feedback, well, they can do it there. And it is to have a draft of this start manual. And once we meet again, well, we'll have this draft. That is basically what we should be doing. I don't have the Adobe Connect. I cannot see the, because internet is not working well. But if there is no other question or comment, we will be finishing by now, 10 minutes before the top of the hour. So our next meeting, if there is no problem, would be November the 19th. I should confirm this with the staff. So I would like to know if the staff is available for that meeting on November the 19th. Staff, could you please confirm that? Juan Manuel, this is Silvia Vivanco speaking. I will check this information with Gisela. Will be available, but the only question would be the time. Would it be 18 UTC or 1900 UTC? This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. I think it would be 1800 UTC. I think it is a good time.
This is Dave. AC room isn't working for me either, but 1800 UTC would also be a fine.
This is Sylvia speaking. So I will check with the staff if everything and everybody is available for that time.
Great.
So this is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Okay, we will send a doodle to see whether it is more convenient to meet at 1800 UTC or 1900 UTC, and only two people answered. So if Dev has no problem, we may meet at 1800 UTC. So if that is okay with this time, we might meet at this time.
Okay, this is Dave. I agree with 1800 UTC, if at that time is available. Thanks.
This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. So perfect. Thank you very much, Gisela. So 1800 UTC on Monday the 19th is our next meeting. So thank you very much. And we bring this meeting to an end. Thank you very much for participating. Thanks to the staff, Dev, all the participants. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Juan Manuel.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. And thank you to the interpreters as well.